If you were president of the United States, where would you be right now? Hopefully, if you're a sane person, you mention Washington, D.C., preferably the White House. You want to be able to get on the job pretty quickly, right? I mean, the world is on fire after all. Ukraine is being invaded. China is sharing our secrets with Russia. The Taliban control Afghanistan. Here at home, gas prices are at record levels. Inflation is the highest it's been in decades. Crime is through the roof. But do you know where Joseph R. Biden is? Do you know where he is? He's in Delaware. That is what the leader of the free world and the president of the United States chose to do. Go to Delaware to have a relaxing weekend. This is the Pierre Wilson Show. We've got to start with deciphering what's going on here, folks. I mean, listen, there's so much noise coming out, as there always is whenever something major happens around the world. It's always a lot of noise, and then you have to take a moment to figure out what's real, what's not. You see so many different sides of so many different things, and you hear so many different perspectives that it's easy to get lost, get confused of what's really going on. So I want to start with breaking down a couple things when it comes to Ukraine. Right, we're going to jump right into it. You know, I see what's going on, right? People are like, oh, you know, on the conservative side, are like, this is propaganda. There's a lot of propaganda coming out. It's starting to push down that rabbit hole where people are saying, oh, is this real? Is the war real at all? You know, that's the dangerous side that of conservatism, right? Because liberals have a dangerous side too that I'll get into. But the dangerous side with conservatism is that sometimes we're right, but then we just need to stop where we are. Okay, instead of pushing forward, because once we start pushing forward, then we start getting into a whole nother world of where it really actually becomes a conspiracy theory. I believe that we get called conspiracy theorists all the time for things that we are right on. However, I do believe there are moments where conservatives do push too far down a rabbit hole where we start to look a little loopy and we start sounding crazy. So let me just clear this up. The war in Ukraine is real, folks. Let's not go down this rabbit hole where I'm seeing people on Twitter like, is the war even happening? Yes, it is happening. Innocent people are being killed in Ukraine. We just need to process that. Innocent people are being killed in Ukraine because Putin is a madman. He thinks he's some mafia boss or something, except he has nuclear weapons and runs an entire country. He's crazy. So that is a fact. Ukraine is being invaded. Now, does that mean that everything that we're seeing is real? No. I'm very aware that there are some pictures out there. There's some video out there that the media is probably putting out there to pull at our heartstrings for whatever reason. They probably want to pull us into a war. I get it. I actually shared a picture that I found out, and I ended up finding out the picture was, I think it's an old picture. But, you know, when someone brought that to my attention, they brought it almost right away. And, I chose not to remove it. The reason why is because the message that I put matched the picture, right? It was one of those things where I'm like, I'm talking about this man staying in his country, being on the front lines and preparing essentially to be a soldier for his country, even though he's the president of his country. I'm talking about the president of Ukraine here. This man is the president. He could easily leave. I mean, look at what happened in Afghanistan. The president took all his money and jetted out of there, left his country hanging. You better believe if something like that ever happened in the United States, Joe Biden will be on the first plane out of here. So what the president of Ukraine is doing is inspiring. It is courage. And we should respect that. We should showcase that. So even if that picture that I posted of him in like military gear, even if it's a little older, I'm fine with that, because ultimately the message that I'm sending is very clear. This man is ready to battle for his country, evident by the videos that he's been posting, proving that he is exactly where he says he is. Evident by the many people who are side by side with him, right? This man is out there fighting. He's the U.S. offered to evacuate him. If you don't believe anything else, understand this man's courage by understanding that the fact that the U.S. offered to evacuate him, to get him out of there, and he chose not to leave and instead said, send more weapons in to help me fight the Russians. Incredible, inspiring. I mean, he has more courage than all of our leaders here in America. So, you know, I am thrilled and proud and honored to promote anything I can about this man and the sacrifice that he is making for his country. Now, to circle back to my first point, does that mean that everything that we're seeing is true? No. There are people out there, particularly people on the left, who are promoting war. They want war with Russia. They want us to send troops in, which is striking, right? It's confusing that they want to secure Ukraine's border so bad, but yet they won't secure our border here at home. I mean, you want to secure Ukraine's border. You're fighting and you're tweeting. You're tweeting so with all caps and everything else. You're just all emotional and, you know, all your hormones and whatever. I don't know what they're going. I mean, you don't know what's going on with these people nowadays. Some of these libs are crazy. They don't know if they're male or female at the time. They're fighting. They're fighting for us to get troops into Ukraine to secure their border, but they will not secure the border here at home. Makes no sense. None. And then, you know, you have some conservatives who are split right now. Who are split. I've seen a few conservatives talking about a no-fly. Some of our conservative leaders talking about, you know, oh, we need to implement a no-fly zone. Do you realize that that's essentially an act of war? You're asking for us to go to war. If you want us to put in place a no-fly zone, just say it, you war hawk. You want us to go to war. Now, I don't want people thinking that I don't care about what's going on in Ukraine that much where I'm like, oh, we don't need to help them. I do believe that we should help them. I do believe that we can, if whatever we can do without sending in ground troops, like the sanctions, some of the sanctions they first wrote out, they were weak, just like our president. I mean, they were weak. They were a reflection of our president. They were very weak. But now we're seeing this talked about removing Russia from SWIFT and sanctioning Putin indirectly. I mean, these are stronger sanctions. I support those. These are things that we need to be doing. I'm iffy on this budget, right? They're talking about requesting $6 billion and some other stuff to send over. I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Our national debt and the issues that we have here at home. Yeah. Listen, I support Ukraine, but it is we have to still be extremely smart about it. But I actually want to back up for a second, because what we're doing now is reactive, and that's why I'm hesitant on some of the things that are being passed around here. I'm like, I don't know about that. This I may support, but in this I don't know about. The reason why I'm back and forth with some of these things is because we should have done more before this ever happened. It started with Joe Biden's weaknesses has come to the surface, right? We've seen them, but on the international stage, they're seeing it more than ever. And Afghanistan was one of the biggest wake up moments for the entire world that the United States is no longer the global power that we've always been, at least not under this president. Not under this president. For us to leave Afghanistan with our tail between our legs, we had 13 troops die in Afghanistan right? Courtesy of the Taliban. I get it. Some people are like, oh, the Taliban didn't take responsibility. They didn't kill them directly. They are responsible. They created the chaos that led to what happened that day. The Taliban should be held responsible as well for what took place. Not to mention that we ran out with our tail between our legs because we were so scared of the Taliban's timeline that we left Americans. Yes, we left Americans in Afghanistan stranded. I know the mainstream media has moved on, but the reality is there are still Americans to this day still in Afghanistan stranded because our president is a coward and he bent over backwards to please the Taliban. That's just the hardcore truth. And you think Putin didn't watch that? You think Putin didn't see what we did to our own men and women? You think Putin didn't notice how we spent years and billions, if not trillions of dollars in Afghanistan and watch us leave running? If you think that the world wasn't watching and this didn't embolden the world, if this didn't embolden Putin, you're crazy. These things are connected. There's a reason why Putin never invaded anything while Trump was in office. Biden instills no fear in anyone. So we have a president that is more concerned with trying to please the world, right? He wants to restore our relationship with our allies because it wasn't damaged. We were tired of being taken advantage of. Point blank, period. He wanted other countries to do their part. Oh, Trump is being too hard on China. He's doing this. Well, now look at China. Joe Biden trusted China so much that he gave them intel on what he was hearing from our intelligence officials. He gave this information to China, who then turned around and gave this same information to Putin. Why did Joe Biden trust China in the first place? These are the questions that people need to be asking. I know why. Because he's weak. He's that person that gets run over. He's that person that everyone takes advantage of. Because he's trying to be the ultimate people pleaser. He wants to please everybody, that he doesn't realize that he's being weak. He's showing weakness. He's not standing up for anyone. And like I just said about Putin, the difference is Joe Biden is doing this, but he's also president of the United States. So when he gets run over, we get run over. We get run over. That's the difference between the mistakes that Joe Biden may make in his personal life versus the ones that he's making now. The ones he's making now as president of the United States is hurting the entire country. So we need to be very clear about where we stand. I'm going to tell you right now where I stand. I stand that America should have been more proactive, and we should have showed and displayed strength on the global stage long before this invasion of Ukraine. We should have made it very clear that we are not to be messed with. Instead of trying to be reactive now, where we're in a situation where Ukraine is essentially losing innocent people. Now, I'm not saying everything is America's fault. Everything that's happening in Ukraine is not America's fault. Putin is also to blame. I mean, he's a madman. I'm not taking away anything from or taking anything off of his plate. He needs to own what he's done. Now, I realize that the liberal left is like, oh, there's a GOP ring of of the party that is, you know, celebrating Putin and saying that they admire him. And, you know, Trump obviously called him a genius at one point and said that he was smart. Here's the thing. And I'm not here to speak for President Trump. I tell you guys that on every episode. I'm not here to speak for every conservative out there. But I'm smart enough to understand and ask questions. Right. That's the main thing. I ask questions when I don't know something. But I'm smart enough to understand and really decipher what people are saying when they talk about Putin. Majority of conservatives that are saying things like Putin is smart are not saying it because they admire this man. They're saying it because of exactly what I just went through. Putin waited until he knew the time was right. He waited until he felt like the conditions were right to invade Ukraine. That's someone who is thinking, right? This man is strategic. You can be smart and still be a horrible human being. I don't understand why people don't get that. They both can be right. You can be smart and be a horrible person. I'm sure people have someone in their family right now that you can think about and say, man, he or she is so smart. They just applied themselves or did this or made or decided to use their intelligence to do this or do that. I got a couple in my family right now who I can think about. I'm like, man, you are so smart. But you do the worst. You just do the most horrible, dumb things. Even though you are so smart. That's Putin. What he's doing is horrible. Yes. But he's still smart enough to know he not doing that when Trump is in office. He wasn't going to do it then. He said, I'm going to wait until the time is right. There is no better time than right now, because not only has Biden shown weakness on the world stage, he's shown weakness here at home. Inflation is at like record level highs. And I mean, I think according to USA Today, I believe they released something not long ago that just said inflation is the highest it's been since 1982. Gas prices are through the roof. And they're going to probably go up even more because we depend on Russian oil. Right? Who remembers that Joe Biden canceled the Keystone pipeline, which, oh, produced 800,000 barrels of oil a day, would have made us more, we were pretty much energy independent. And right now we're getting something like 600,000 barrels of oil from Russia every day. I say open the Keystone pipeline back up. Joe Biden's too busy trying to please the AOCs and the crazy libs of his party that he would rather us depend on Russia than to depend on ourselves. Crime is spiking. Defunding the police doesn't seem to be working out for a lot of these cities, huh? Division is at an all-time high in this country. You have people talking about secession and splitting this country down the middle. I mean, the partisan divide is strong. Although I'm starting to see some cracks, and it's not on the right. According to The Hill, 62% of voters said that this situation in Ukraine wouldn't have happened under Trump. That's a positive sign that liberals are starting to see the truth. Joe Biden's approval ratings in the toilet is a positive sign that liberals are starting to wake up. But even still, the partisan gap is still strong. And it's Joe Biden's fault. It is his fault. Because he ran on unity. He ran on bringing this country together. And every decision that he has made since he has taken office has done nothing but divide this country further. He does not care about bringing this country together. He has cared only about the crazy liberal left's wants and needs and demands. But you know what? The one thing I will say about Joe Biden in all of his years of experience is that he's a master manipulator when it comes to the American public. Let me tell you why. When Afghanistan happened, you know, leading up to Afghanistan and throughout his campaign and, you know, during his time in office at that time, he said, oh, I'm not going to impose a federal vaccine mandate. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. As soon as Afghanistan happened and the coverage was just pounding him, he was getting beat up over what happened in Afghanistan. He comes out a couple of days later, puts in place a federal vaccine mandate. People are losing their job. There's uproar and outrage all across the country. To me, the mainstream media shifts coverage to start covering that. And all of a sudden, people stop talking about the 13 U.S. troops that died in Afghanistan and all the Americans that are stranded there. And everything became about the vaccine mandates. And that was, for him and his team, strategic. If you don't think that was strategic, you're crazy. That was a Jedi mind trick. I talked about it before. I'm saying it again. It was a Jedi mind trick. You know what his latest Jedi mind trick was? And it didn't work as well as the first one did, but it was a Supreme Court nominee. He comes out on what, Friday, and he rolls out his Supreme Court nominee right in the early stages of this Ukraine invasion. I mean, how inconsiderate can you be? But you know what? Joe Biden knew exactly what he was doing. His team knew exactly what they were doing. This was a chance to shift the coverage because, again, he's getting beat up. And guess what? Midterms are this year. He has a State of the Union coming up. What's he do? He starts telling all the Dems across the country, let's roll back those mask mandates so we can do it right in time for my State of the Union in the midterms. Get those votes. Don't fall for it, people. Don't fall for it. Open your eyes and see how Biden is playing this country. He's playing you. He is in this for him and his family. This has enriched his entire family. Oh, and I'm not going to get into it too much because I don't want to get off subject. But speaking of his family, really quick, what happened to what, 3 years of Hunter Biden's travel logs? The United States Secret Service lost 3 years of Hunter Biden's travel logs. How do you just lose that? We know how. That's another episode, though. But stay awake through all of what's going on with Ukraine. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can care about what's going on in Ukraine. If you're a Christian, you need to be praying for Ukraine. But at the same time, be mindful that whenever something like this is going on, something else is normally happening as well. And you need to make sure that you're watching, because if you don't, it'll slip right on under the mainstream media's coverage. So stay vigilant, stay alert, protect this country. Until next time, Patriots.